This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Why do sneezy, coughing, infectious people drag themselves into work when they know they're sick? Well, it's basic economics involving the rational desire not to have a smaller paycheck. The New York City Council has just approved a bill requiring employers to offer 5 paid 6 days a year, that's sick days a year, to their employees. This applies to most businesses, even pretty small ones. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
New York City unions and labor advocates like Nancy Rankin with New York's Community Service Society have been trying to pass this for years.
I think it's a great victory for all New Yorkers, but particularly for those who most often lack paid sick days now, which are low-wage workers, especially Latinos and low-income working moms.
Business groups supported the idea only after it was limited to businesses with 15 or more workers. But Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he'll veto the measure, arguing it would make New York less competitive. But
this may very well be a trend that will spread throughout the rest of the country.
Bernie Bomal is with the Economic Outlook Group. He says businesses may actually prefer this to other options in the current economy.
Companies are doing a lot of things to boost the productivity of their workers and sort of get around the picture of having to increase wages.
Similar measures have been approved in San Francisco and Seattle. Others are pending in Massachusetts and Vermont. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.